This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
You're listening to All the Backlist, a weekly show about books that are not new. I'm your host, Patricia L.Z. Tuttle, and I just read my backlist tonight. This is episode number 316 and a half, and today I'm going to talk about a couple backlist titles that I'm excited to share with you. Hi, everyone. I am having a hard time believing that we are already halfway through 2021. The other day, I looked at the goals I had set for myself this year, and I've definitely been doing better on some than on others. I'm on track so far to meet my reading goal of 120 books this year, but I have not shown my wife enough musicals, so I need to be better about that one. My goal for the year was 8 musicals, and I think we've only watched 2 or 3. Not a musical, but I totally made my wife watch The Princess Diaries a few weeks ago. She had never seen it. I have, of course, and read the book many years ago. But for some reason, I didn't know that there was a second film with Chris Pine, so we added that to our watch list. And this is why we haven't watched enough musicals, because we keep doing things like this. Anyway, enough about movies, I'm here to talk about books. But before I get to my backlist book picks, let's hear from a sponsor.
Today's episode is brought to you by Greenleaf Book Group. No summer vacation should be without a great read, and I don't know about you, but I am partial to mysteries and thrillers for my hot month reads. It's hot girl reading summer, always over here. And from the award-winning librettist of Legally Blonde, the musical, and the screenwriter of Freaky Friday, Heather Hawke, comes the page-turning psychological thriller, The Trouble with Drowning. So when author Eden Hart floats into Tucson's Antigone Books in all her dazzling perfection to give a reading, Kat, a struggling writer, can't help but compare herself. Thankfully, Kat's life starts to take on its own Eden-like glow when her literary future takes shape and she falls madly in love with Jacob. As demons from her past begin to surface, Kat's mental health craters, and this halcyon dream slips through her fingers. For the fastest-paced, slow burn you won't be able to put down, be sure to check out The Trouble with Drowning by Heather Hawke on Amazon or your retailer of choice. And thanks again to Greenleaf Book Group for sponsoring this episode. Today's episode is brought to you by Bloom Books. Charming, easygoing, and rich, Xavier Castillo has the world at his fingertips. He also has no interest in taking over his family's empire, but that hasn't stopped women from throwing themselves at him. Unless, of course, the woman in question is his publicist. The cool, the intelligent, the ambitious Sloane Kensington, who is a high-powered publicist who's used to dealing with difficult clients, but none infuriate or tempt her more than a certain billionaire heir with his stupid dimples and laid-back attitude. She may be forced to work with him, but she'll never fall for him because he's a client and that's all he'll ever be, right? Right, girl, like we all know. So just in case you didn't know, author Anna Wong is the best-selling author and book talk viral author of the Twisted Love series, the King of Sin series. Miss Wong got it going on, okay? Make sure to check out King of Sloth by Anna Wong, and thanks again to Bloom Books for sponsoring this episode.
My first pick is Donut the Destroyer by Sarah Grayley and Steph Pirenins. This middle grade graphic novel was adorable. It has both the words donut and destroyer in the title, and I just absolutely had to pick it up. So, Donut the Destroyer is destined to be an evil villain. Her parents are villains, and she comes from a long line of villains. Almost her entire family chooses evil, and that's what's expected of her. Her best friend Ivy is also evil. And Ivy is looking forward to starting at Skullfire Academy, basically villain school. Being from an evil family, Donut is also expected to go to Skullfire Academy, but Donut has other ideas. You see, she doesn't want to be evil. In fact, she applied to go to the school, which is the opposite of Skullfire Academy. She has been accepted to the Lionheart School for Heroes. Of course, her parents are trying to thwart her first day, but Donut makes it to Lionheart School. Right away, on that first day, it's clear that her homeroom teacher, Dr. Beckett Thorne, and many of her classmates have a very low opinion of her, based on who they assume she is. Donut does happen to make a couple of friends at Hero School. She also meets Simone, a popular student at Lionheart who everyone loves because she is wonderful and sweet and nice. Donut wants people to accept that she is really serious about being a hero, so she decides to enter the competition to become a super prefect. Simone also puts her name down because everyone in her hero family has been a prefect, and so it's expected of her as well. This short graphic novel has some really big messages. It's not only about believing in yourself, but also that just because people expect you to be a certain way because of the family or group you come from, it's down to you to show that you're an individual and you can be whatever you want to be. People have such low expectations of Donut, and you see it's so hard for her to rise above her peers and their assumptions. It's a sweet story with a big heart. It's Donut the Destroyer by Sarah Grayley and Steph Perrinens. For my second pick, I have You Should See Me in a Crown by Leia Johnson. This book is freaking magical. I love this book so, so much. Liz Lighty is a Black, awkward, overachieving, adorkable senior in high school in Campbell, Indiana, a small Midwestern town that is pretty white and affluent and obsessed with prom. You know how some high schools are obsessed with football? Well, Campbell is obsessed with prom, like out of control, obsessed, and this has gone on for generations. Liz, or Lighty, as some folks call her, is desperate to get out of this small town and go to Pennington College. Liz's family does not have a lot of money, and the scholarship she is depending on to get her to Pennington falls through. But not all hope is lost. You see, the students crowned prom queen and prom king get a nice chunk of scholarship money. The absolutely last thing Liz Lighty wants to do is join the competition for prom queen. She hates being the center of attention, and of course, her nemesis and the nemesis's crew will try to do everything to stop Liz from winning. Which, given Liz's GPA, she might actually have a chance with her friend's help. It also means that she is going to have to cooperate with an ex-friend, Jordan. He and Liz were amazing friends in elementary and middle school, but Jordan broke off their friendship once they got to high school, and Liz has been very angry about it for years. Liz and her brother live with their grandparents. Her mom passed away young, and her brother has sickle cell anemia. Liz intends to become a doctor like her mom and do sickle cell research. But wait, there's more. There's a new girl in town named Mac. Mac is also an outsider, a skater girl, and not necessarily prom queen material. But she's joined the competition as well, which complicates things because every time she's near Mac, Liz Lighty gets major butterflies. Like I said, complicated. This book is queer and sweet and funny, and when Liz and Mac are around each other, even I get butterflies. Also, I went into this book thinking that I was going to be able to predict everything, but it's actually full of surprises. Content warnings for racism and homophobia and a deceased parent. It's You Should See Me in a Crown by Leia Johnson. That's it for me this week, book lovers. Thank you so much to our sponsor. A special thank you to my totally awesome audio editor, Jen Zink, and thank you for listening. For more recs or general bookishness, check out bookriot.com, and don't forget to check out our full stable of podcasts at bookriot.com/listen, or just search Book Riot on your podcast player of choice. You can find a list of the books I mentioned today in the show notes by visiting bookriot.com/all the books. Remember, if you're a fan of all the books and all the backlist, and you want to show us some love, please leave a rating or review on Apple Podcasts. It helps other book lovers find us. If you want to talk about books or nerdy stuff or check in on my shenanigans, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at The Infophile, as in the lover of information spelled T-H-E-I-N-F-O-P-H-I-L-E. In the meantime, have a safe weekend, drink some water, and happy reading.